Thanks, team. I wonder if you've got your Bibles open up to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. A couple of years ago, we got to spend some time in Europe, which I don't know if we'll get to get there again, but anyhow, we enjoyed it. And one of the things we did was head up through the Spanish Pyrenees and stay in a little village called Tola. And it was a great little village, only had a population of about 300 people. And up behind Tola was this magnificent mountain called Mont Perdido. And it's a centre of climbing and all things mountains and rocks. And they had the best rock climbing shops in this little village. It's a very old village, stone, and this peak just dominates the village. And going into the climbing shops, they got everything. They got ropes and shoes and ice axes and crampons and you just all that you need, and just to equip you for that climb. And it's about 3,500 meters. So compared to Kosciuszko, what's that, about 2-3? It's just a stunning buttress that sits up behind this village. It reminded me that when you come to the book of Ephesians, that it's much like one of those climbing shops in Tola. It just fully equips you. You can walk into this climbing shop and everything that you need, other than physical fitness and a few other things, everything that you need is in that store. And when you come to Ephesians, and that's been the blessing for us over this season, is that our theme in looking at it was what it meant to live confidently in uncertain times. And I think it's done pretty well for that. So we're going to wrap it up today, and you're going to be doing most of the work. But we will start with the final verses, Ephesians 6, 21 through 24, where it says there, to bring you up to date, Tychicus, will give you a full report about what I'm doing and how I'm getting along. And he is a beloved brother and faithful helper in the Lord's work. Now I've sent him to you for this very purpose, to let you know how we are doing and to encourage you. Peace be with you, dear brothers and sisters. May God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you love with faithfulness. May God's grace be eternally upon you, upon all who love our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a wonderful close out to this very full book. And thank you for your patience. Riley and I have really enjoyed sitting in the text for many months. So I hope that's been a blessing to you. If we've enjoyed it, so I hope it's been mutual. As he finishes out, he got three spiritual qualities commonly mentioned by Paul. Peace, love, and faith, all referred to in one verse. And that's our blessing today. Peace, love, and faith. Go with that. No New Testament letter so fully explains all of the resources and the blessings that we have in Jesus. It amplifies what Paul had written in Colossians, where he says, in him, that's Jesus, you have been made complete. And also Peter said, his divine, that's God's divine power, has granted to us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Do you know, you lack for nothing in Jesus Christ. You lack for nothing. All things that pertain to life and godliness are to be found in him. And so as we've gone through Ephesians, just listen, this isn't an inclusive list. It says, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, chapter 1, 3. He then continues to tell us that we are chosen, predestined, adopted as God's children, lavished with his grace, redeemed and forgiven, given the mystery of his will, receivers of an inheritance. We've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. We've been greatly loved by God, made alive with new life. Talks about the workmanship of Christ, created by him for doing good works. We've been given God's own peace. We've been made one with Christ, with every other believer as his own body, made citizens of God's kingdom and members of his family, built into God's own temple and the dwelling place of his Spirit, given boldness and confidence to access to God, made powerful beyond our imagination, given the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, individually and uniquely gifted by Christ to serve, blessed with specially gifted leaders, evangelists, teachers to equip us in the work of the ministry, taught by Christ himself, given a new self in God's holy likeness. We've been made light, called to live under the control of the Holy Spirit, given the instructions and resources to make all relationship with others what God intends them to be, and given God's full armor so that we can stand in the power of God against Satan and the powers of darkness, and giving us the capacity to approach our Heavenly Father in prayer, in the Spirit, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. All of that is yours, is ours together. And more. I missed some for the sake of time. So what we're going to do to close, we'll be having an audio file play and some video images on the screen. That's only because we can't just sit and listen for 20 minutes for a text to be written. You know, when Ephesians was written, it wasn't read as a book. It was listened to as a letter from Paul. So someone would have stood up in the congregation and read Paul's letter to the people at Ephesians, at Ephesus. So that's what we're going to do today. It will simply be read. It takes about 21 minutes. While that happens, there are six screens around the auditorium. And for those online, I'm sorry, if you can get a piece of paper out, because you will see and hear the text. And you can do exactly the same thing. What I'm asking you to do, at each of these stations, we've got chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6. There are some texters there, two packets of texters. They are untouched, but once you've touched them, they're contaminated. So there are some wipes there so that you can wipe them, all right? We haven't got a bin to put the wipes on, so just be orderly and probably put them on the little table that's there. You'll work it out. So what I want you to do, as this is playing through for 20 minutes, I want you to engage in how God has ministered to you. Maybe it's raised questions about what it is to follow Jesus. Maybe you can write that question up there. Maybe you're artistic and there's an image that comes to mind. Maybe there's a poem that you have written that you want to bring, or it's one of the verses that you want to write up. So in whatever way that you engage with either your left or your right brain, the next 20 minutes is the time to do that. So listen to the audible text. And if you're visiting with us, or you've only just been coming for the last few weeks, or there's just a snippet of it, maybe get your Bible out or your device and have a read, and maybe there's something that God just brings to you this morning and you can feel like you can engage with this. And then when we're done, I've got four of our elders. We've got some in the children's program this morning, so I've got four of our elders that are going to actually look at what's written and then pray over that chapter for you. And then they'll move to the next chapter and they'll read that. Not read it all out. They'll just pray over that chapter for you. And then they'll go to this one. They'll pray over that chapter. So that's going to take another 10 or 15 minutes. So that's where we're going. You all good for that? Lord, I pray that as we engage in this text for the next 30, 40 minutes, I pray that as we do this, that you'll remind us of what you've been speaking to us. And as a congregation together, when we hear the reading of your word, as your people would stand in the Old Testament and they would do this for a day, Lord, may we enjoy this moment that we have this morning and commit ourselves to you afresh in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, we clear about what we're doing? Anyone got questions? Come and see me. Thank you. Can we put the clip up for us, please?
Chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to God's holy people in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth, under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are in God's possession, to the praise of his glory. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet, and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Ephesians chapter 2. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live, when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Therefore, remember that formerly you, who are Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, which is done in the body by human hands, remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope, and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one, and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, and surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you, that is, the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly. In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power. Although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, for ever and ever. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is, Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding, and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality, so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. That, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ, and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building up others, according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Ephesians chapter 5. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality, or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, for such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore do not be partners with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body, just as Christ does the church, for we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Ephesians chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with respect and fear, and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly, as if you were serving the Lord, not people, because you know that the Lord will reward each one for whatever good they do, whether they are slave or free. And masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert, and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. Tychicus, the dear brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will tell you everything, so that you also may know how I am and what I am doing. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage you. Peace to the brothers and sisters, and love, with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love.
We'll just give you some moments. If you want to stand up and go draw now or write something, if God's prompting you, if there's something out of that reading that you'd like to just write up, we'll take 3 or 4 minutes to be able to do that. Then when we're done, we'll have our elders lead us in prayer.
Feel free to still draw. One of our elders, Barbie, is going to pray for over chapter 1 and then move on to chapter 2. So feel free to keep doing what you're doing.
Father, thank you that everything of heaven is ours in Christ. Thank you, Father, for all of those lavish things you have poured out on us, your mercy, your grace, and your love. Thank you that you have gifted us with everything we need to live a life that honours and glorifies your holy name, and may we each one claim those things as we strive to live the way you have called us to live, because there is nothing that we can't do when we stand in the power of Christ. Father, we thank you that we can know with certainty that we are alive in Christ, that we have been purchased, we have been bought by the blood of your Son. And with that comes everything we need to live the life that you have called us to live. Thank you, Father, we are no longer strangers. And especially because in this world as it is, we just stand in the peace of God. And thank you that we can claim that and have that confidence every day. Praise your name.
We thank you, Father, that through Christ we can dwell in your love through faith. And as we come to know you, we come to know how wide and how high and how deep is your love for us. Lord, help us each day to know your love in that special way. And as we know your love, we know that that love flows out to others. And through our unity, we can lead others to come to know you in faith. And because we know you, you have called us, the church, to make known the wisdom, the manifold wisdom of God to the rulers and authorities in this world. And as we do that, we show the love of Jesus to people in Victor Harbour, that they too may know Jesus Christ. We thank you, our God and Father, the Father of us all, who is over all and through all and in all. And you have called us to unity. And help us to be a church that's not tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there. But may we speak the truth in love and grow to become in every respect the mature body of Christ here in Victor Harbour, supporting each other, putting on that new life that you've called us to live. And help us to be kind and compassionate to each other, to the people here in this church and in Victor Harbour, showing our humility and using our gifts so that people will grow and become like Jesus. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, as we pray, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you have shed your light upon our lives. Lord, we thank you that you've exposed us and you've called us. Lord, you've called us to be filled with your Spirit, to give thanks, to be the light of Christ into the world. Lord, thank you that you've called us to be kind, compassionate, forgiving one another, just as in Christ God forgave us. Lord, we were once darkness, but now we are the light of Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you call us to find out what pleases you, to walk in love. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you ask us to put on the full armour of God. Lord, which you have given us everything we need and abundant. You've called us to submit ourselves to you, Lord. Lord, thank you that you assure us that you love us, that God loves us. You call husbands to love their wives just as Christ loved the church and lay himself down for it. Thank you, Lord, that you have called each one of us today to live a life of love. Amen.
Father, thank you that we stand in you.
Amen.
That we stand in a firm foundation. A foundation that is in Jesus Christ. And because of that, we can be bold. We can be strong. We can be mighty only through you and in your might and power. Father, we seek to serve you and to honour you in all that we do. Father, forgive us when we don't. Help us to be alert. Help us to pray. Father, it's only you that we are made strong. It's only you that we are protected. It's only you who resources us and hears us and resources us with your armour, with the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace, and the sword of the Spirit that is your word. Father, we thank you for the mystery of your word, and we just give you all glory and honour for what you have done for us and now through us and through your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, help us to pray. Help us to pray. And help us to pray. To pray in the Spirit wholeheartedly and in all occasions. We ask these things in your name.
Well done, and thank you. Feel free, as we close, you can still write on there, and that will be our continued prayer for us as God's family together, yes? Can I get you to stand? And if you're watching this today, or you're hearing this today, and you don't know of all these blessings that we've been talking about here in your heart, if you don't know what it is to be forgiven and loved by Jesus, the creator of this universe, speak to us, call us during the week. Speak to somebody you know that loves Jesus. Don't let it rest. This is all of heaven and earth for us. This wonderful, wonderful gift. Go empowered today in Jesus Christ. Be filled with his Spirit. Serve out of an excitement that you serve the one and true living God. Know what forgiveness is, that he takes us out of our darkness into his marvelous light. He gives us the resources to be able to stand against the wiles and the schemes of the devil that wants to discourage us and hold us back from the things of God. And those final blessings that Paul gave us, love, peace, and grace, be yours and ours together. Amen. Amen. Bless you. You can be seated.